Yo, what's good? It's JR the Boss Man here from the Boss Man Show, BS3 TV Believe Network, here bringing you your brand's recap. What's good, my people? Here with the brand's recap for August the 8th. It's a quick game here at Truist Park. Just had the fireworks here at Truist Park. After the game, the Braves lose 5-1 in 2 hours, 11 minutes. Bryce Elder gave up 5 runs in 6 innings of 100 pitches. He got through 6 innings. It was a good thing he did that, because a doubleheader tomorrow. Dylan Dodd finished last 3 innings for the Braves. Still talked about how it's good for the bullpen. Dylan Dodd did that. Everybody got their rest. They got to cover 18 innings tomorrow, so that was good. Elder struggled again. Gave up 1 run in the 3rd, 2 runs in the 4th, a 200-run home run to Hernandez in the 5th inning. The Braves only had 2 hits tonight, and one of them was a home run by Jackson Profar in the 6th inning to make the score 5-1. Pretty straightforward game, pretty quick game. Braves had many men on base, on the 2 base hits, like I said. Edwin Cabrera for the Marlins went 8 innings, 109 pitches. You know, this day of baseball, you don't see pitchers go that deep in games, really. But 109 pitches for Cabrera, 6-5 on the year now for him. The Marlins have improved to 57-58. The Braves dropped that 48-67, my bad. Game 115 for the Braves. So that's pretty much it tonight. Wasn't much going on tonight. Like I said, 5 runs from Elder over 6 innings. The Braves got a home run in 6 innings from Profar. And Dylan Dodd covered the Elder's innings. And Fouché pitched the 9th for the Marlins. And like I said, wasn't much going on tonight. So we'll see you tomorrow at Truist Park for a doubleheader. First game at 1:15 at Truist Park and 7:15 the nightcap. Doubleheader day tomorrow. We out. Check out some clips from today's post-game pressers.
First time through the order, it seemed like pretty effective. What was the difference second couple times through?
I mean, you know, I thought I made a lot of good pitches tonight, way more than I showed.
Yep.
I think the one at Johnson was just brutal. In that situation, and then even the sinker in on the homer just didn't have the action on it I wanted. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I didn't get the job done, but I thought it was way better than 5 runs. But we'll go back this week, you're ready to go, and just got to be better.
6 weeks, what, you know, what does success look like for you?
I mean, I think more than anything is, you know, finding ways to get deep in games. I think I can always, you know, be a sinker ball guy. There's going to be years where I'm going to give up a lot of runs, but continuing to eat innings, and the more innings I eat, the more comfortable I'm going to get with the feel of everything, and then that's when things usually get good. Later in games, I get sinkers start to sink, and I get better feel. So just keep getting late in games, giving us a chance, and that's kind of what the goal is.
I beat innings. You got through 6 tonight. Doubleheader tomorrow.
And on the bright side, yeah, absolutely. So I thought Dodd did a heck of a job there at the end. So I guess, yeah, one positive was getting through 6 there. So,
what did you think of the study that will face them? I mean, what impression do you have of what they're doing?
I mean, I think you're starting to see some teams have some success doing the things they're doing. I think the Brewers are kind of similar. You know, there's a lot of pressure on you. When if they get one guy on, whether it's a walk, a single, they're going to do whatever they can to get the guy to second base in order to have a single score the run. So, I mean, from top to bottom, you know, even their catcher, on the, we knew that, you know, he'd be a threat on the base paths if you weren't paying attention. So, when everybody's potential to run, you know, there's pressure there, and they're always going to be in score position. So, I think they did a good job in doing that. So it's kind of interesting.
Pretty sharp tonight.
Pretty sharp. He's got that changeup that's really hard. It moves a lot. He's throwing the ball really well.
You guys have seen him a few times over the years, but when he kind of clicks and puts it together like
he's always had a really good arm. He's kind of throwing more like that hard changeup and breaking balls. And his fastball's pretty good tonight, too. He hasn't been throwing a whole lot of them.
Kind of feels like a lot of times this season. Kind of feels like a lot of times this season after a high scoring offensive game, the next night bats aren't quite there as much. Is that just baseball, or you think there's a
reason? Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know. as much hoping that I do that we do better the next day, it hadn't been working. You know, kind of like that thing, God, maybe this is the start of something, and it just hasn't clicked for whatever reason. I don't know. I don't know that you could point to anything, honestly.
Snip, how do you kind of look at Elder season? Do you wish you kind of seized this opportunity a little more?
Just kind of inconsistencies, I think. You know, he's been really, really good at times, and then not so good. And, you know, tonight, I didn't think he threw all that bad. But, you know, he's kind of like our team. He's never really got on a roll. He's had some good games, but then in between the good ones, you know, there just hasn't been a lot of consistency, unlike our season.
Looking for silver linings and stuff like that with Jerks, and how's it felt seeing him kind of hit the ball well?
Yeah, he's been swinging the bat better, and hopefully a guy like Hurston tomorrow, you know, he threw really good the other last week, so hopefully getting his start. I'd love to see him, you know, just piggyback on that and stay up here and get, you know, finish the year here. It'd be great.
How about Dylan coming in?
It's great. That's huge, going into a doubleheader tomorrow and him covering all those innings. Now we give everybody else a day going into, you know, having to cover 18 innings. So that was big. And he threw the ball really well, too. Really good.
Oh, and the bullpen as a whole, it seems like it's been recently pretty effective.
No, it's been good. Yeah, I said for what we put them through, I think they're handling it really well. So now, Dylan allows us to reset that thing even better for the two games tomorrow. And then, you know, it's hopefully we get a couple of good starts, and we have one more, then we can kind of take a breath for a day off, another 9-day run.
All righty.
That was your Braves recap. Hope you enjoy. See you guys down the road. Remember, always catch recaps, Boss Man Show, BS3TVLive.com, BS3 Network, and the Believe Network. See you.